Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each episode, we count down our top five favorites in a different category, from movies and music to the totally random. Get ready to laugh and maybe even yell at our picks. Let's get into this week's High Five.
What's up, snack homies?
I felt
Nothing.
so called out when I saw that thing on SNL.
All these teenage boys sitting around talking about snacks. I'm like, oh, given the topic that we're going to have this week, I'm like, this is totally us.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's yep. Skibbity Ohio.
That's right. Double negative. It's a positive.
No, right. That's not what it means. Skibbity Ohio means like very cringe.
Yeah,
I know.
I don't know.
I think so.
Bet. Midler.
Yeah.
You know, the only thing that would make that whole thing work that is like if like we actually had the president come on, you know.
Oh yeah.
Little Debbie. I love a little Debbie. I like her sweet cakes.
I think we got him on.
So fire.
If she was not fictional, I'd date her.
By the way, I was at the store the other day with Jameson, and they have a Skibbity Toilet Halloween costume. Did you know? Oh, have you seen that?
No.
What does that look like?
Yeah.
So it's a toilet seat that you put it on your head, and then it has one of those, I don't know what they call those masks, but it's makes you look like another person, but it's not okay. Like a, I don't know how to describe the masks. I don't know if you've seen them on
like
the
a specific
or anything.
Person or
just... No, just a random weird looking dude. But it's not like a hard mask. It's like
a rubbery
mask kind of thing. No, it's like cloth.
Oh,
like not or nylon. It's like a nylon mask. It's
oh my gosh.
So, I don't know.
Sounds very skibbity.
Jameson had to put it on, of course. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys, I think we should jump right into it, seeing as though we've already started talking about Halloween masks and costumes. And
I just like to say, last week you talked Halloween movies. You got to remember the late, great Hannibal Lecter. Remember him, folks?
How could we forget?
Yeah, how could you?
Is this your Halloween costume idea that you're going to go for this year? Or?
Oh, God, no. I just do this whenever I talk. That was Donald Trump.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we decided to keep in the spooky vibe with Halloween. And Caleb, it was your idea to dig a little deeper into Halloween. And that's, we're going to get into Halloween candy. Yep. So,
wait real quickly before we get in,
yeah.
I want to know like how you guys did the Halloween candy when you went trick or treating, because we had a very specific way. And when I was a freshman in high school, the teacher used exactly what my parents did as a way to teach what is capitalism, socialism, and communism using Halloween candy. So I'm curious. I'll just get started off. My mom, dad would stay home and he had like the big like soup stock pot, right? Like, you know, and that's the candy that they bought that they would distribute at the door, right? Mom would take us out on our three costumes, and more than one year I would dress as Dracula. I think I was either like a pumpkin or I was Dracula. Like that was it for childhood.
Yeah.
And then we would come back and we would have to like all, so me and my two siblings, go the three of us, come back and we'd have to dump the candy into this giant soup pot. And then my mom would proceed to like ration it out. And sometimes this would last till Christmas time, but she would proceed to kind of like more or less ration out our candy. Like I think it was two pieces a day. And so my teacher was like, you know, capitalism means that you take your candy and you get to keep all your candy.
Yep.
Socialism means that you have to like put some candy in the bucket, but you get to keep some of the ones that you liked. And then communism. So my parents, who always voted Republican, I was just like, you guys are communists. We had to put all of our candy in the soup pot and have it rationed it out to us, even
When it
though we
comes to
did all the
Halloween
work.
candy,
Yeah.
yeah.
So I'm
What about
curious. All
you?
right. So how was trick or treating like when you guys grew up? Like
Yeah.
what was the deal?
Caleb, go ahead.
So most of my like younger childhood, we lived in the country. So we didn't have a ton of neighbors. So we didn't, I mean, we did trick or treating. We did, we actually did, one of our neighbors pulled us around on a like a hayride, and took us around all the neighbors, 'cause it was, I mean, there were quite a few distances between the houses. So we didn't get a ton of candy. I mean, you know, I think we literally went to like 10 houses. So we just kept whatever we got. And then later on, like when I was in like middle school, we moved more into the suburbs, and it was the same. You know, I mean, there was a ton, you know, we got a ton more of candy at that point, but it was always you keep your candy. What's yours is yours. If you want to trade it, go for it, you know, that kind of stuff.
So it was
But
capitalist
never,
household.
yep, capitalism all the way. No, no communism or socialism. So,
All
yeah,
right, Jay,
my
what about you?
same. I mean, I also grew up in the country, but we would go into, the rich neighborhoods where we knew all the best candy was being handed out. And we'd go with friends and family and stuff like that. But we would all get our own, pillowcase, and load up our pillowcases with candy. We'd come home, we'd spread them all out on the floor and organize them and trade them between us three kids. And the only
Well, and did
thing
your
that,
parents check for razor blades and stuff too?
of course,
That was our
yeah.
house.
But and really the only thing that involved the parents too much was, you'd get the inevitable dad tax come in and just grab
Sure.
whatever he'd want, or for the most part, it's what we would give him. And luckily, he didn't like the same sort of candy as we did. So I don't remember really ever getting candy taken away from me. I always had access to it in my own bedroom. And so, yeah, my parents were definitely very, very, what would you call
Tax
it?
heavy capitalist.
I mean, and without rhyme or reason, just whenever they wanted to. But again, like we are kids, and like I was probably a pretty naive kid. They probably were taking half of my candy out, and they were probably taking it whenever they want to. I don't know what they were doing, but from what I remember, I didn't really ever have to share my candy with anybody other than what I wanted to do. So,
So, Jay, you were a pillowcase household. Caleb, what were you? Pillowcase or plastic pumpkin?
I was not a plastic pumpkin. I was really a whatever was around, use it.
Okay.
I did use a pillowcase one time. I used a, just a Meijer grocery bag. I mean, I used a bunch of different stuff, but I don't
Okay.
remember ever having a plastic like pumpkin
Yeah.
pail
Yeah,
or
the
anything
orange
like that.
pumpkin with like the little
Yeah.
handle. Yeah, no,
Right.
we were definitely an orange pumpkin household, so.
Yeah.
Wow.
Vivian was that, but I mean, in my mind, they were never big enough to get all the candy in that we would get from the rich neighborhoods, so we'd have to bring
Sure.
a pillowcase.
Well, I think that was the other thing too. I think my parents kind of used the plastic pumpkin as a way of like kind of limiting, like, okay, it's
Yeah.
full. That's it. You're done.
We're done.
Sure. No more sugar.
So the only question I have before we got into it is like I had a hard time differentiating between like
Candy
fruity,
that you love.
sour sweets and chocolatey and like savory, nutty, those sorts of candies. 'Cause like in my mind, those are two different things. And so I
They're
did
all in
figure it
one
out.
pillowcase,
I did it. I figured it
Jay.
out, Rob. But I definitely had to make two separate lists, and then I had to converge them and decide how they ranked amongst each other. So I did do it, but it was tough. Any other thoughts?
No, I just thought about what I would get most excited for getting when I went trick-or-treating. So I didn't think about it category of, chocolate bar to Skittles or whatever. It was just whatever I would choose if it was, if there's a a random bowl with everything in there, these are the ones that
Yeah.
I would choose or go for. So.
Follow up to that, and I kind of talked about it with, the rich neighborhoods, was like, does size matter? Does when you consider like a good candy, did the size of it matter? Like, you go to the rich houses, you get, the king, the full size or the king size
They
candy
never
bars
did the full
sometimes.
size in the 80s when I was growing up. It was all
Really?
no. Yeah, no. There was it
I was
was
gonna say,
all it was like the
I
mini
don't,
candy.
yeah, I was like, I don't think I ever got any full size anything that I can remember at least.
Yeah.
I was,
Okay. I
yeah, it
mean,
was always the smaller little things.
it was definitely few and far between for me. I think you see it way more nowadays, but
Yeah.
there was definitely two or three houses where you're like, oh, they hand out the big candy bars. And sometimes it was based on the fact that they didn't get many trick-or-treaters,
Sure.
also, but yeah. So anyway. And the other thing we kind of teased on last week is we're gonna end with dishonorable mentions. I was talking to I must have stopped into the bar right after you, Rob, because we were talking to Denise, and we were all talking about how excited we were to talk about dishonorable mentions for the candy this week. So we'll
You
get
know
to
what that
that at the
means? That
end.
means Denise is gonna have a bowl full of like all the shit we hate for us. Oh
That
God.
means we gotta lie. Well, I guess without any further ado, Caleb, since it was your topic, do you want to start us off with your number five?
Yeah. Again, there, I don't know how much, I didn't do like a ton of research on mine, like when this candy first came out or anything, but my first and favorite, or my number five, is a Twix candy bar. I love a Twix candy bar. I actually prefer them snack sized. I don't need the full size. So you're talking about size. To me, I like the snack size. It's like the perfect amount, easy to eat, delicious. It's definitely one of my favorite candy bars. And snack size on Halloween, nothing beats it.
Okay. Rob, why don't you go?
Okay. All right. My number five. Some of these are just like Twix, like they're candy that I would eat all year round. But this one
Yeah.
is not one that I usually would buy. I love Smarties. I love that chalky, right?
Yeah.
Like, I love that. I love those candies. I would divide them up by color, kind of like you
Oh
do
yeah.
your, you
Yep.
know. Yeah, I just loved a good
Are
old
those
roll of
ones that all
Smarties.
taste the same though, or are those one
Yeah.
all the
Yeah, they
colors
all taste
different?
the same, but like as a
It's all just
kid,
straight
like
sugar.
right, it's all just yeah, exactly. It's like
Yeah.
it's almost like the same company that did like the Conversation Hearts at Valentine,
Oh,
right?
yeah,
It's all
right.
the same
The rocks.
chalky
Yeah.
sugar, but I think for me it was sort of like I think I was looking at it as like, oh, there's all these little pieces of candy, so like it was somehow like I got more,
Well, yeah, in a
right?
communist household, you got to think that way, right? Right.
My number five is similar to your number five, Rob. But mine individually do have flavors, but they are chalky, and that's Sweet Tarts. It's again one of those where it doesn't matter if it comes in the little tiny two packs, or if you get a whole box of them, or if you get the roll, the whole roll of them. They're just that go-to. They never go bad, it seems like.
Right.
You
They
just
don't.
they could stick around forever. These are you mentioned eating it year round, Rob. This is one that I would probably eat year round as well. It's one of those that like if I'm driving long distance, I'll have a roll of these in my center console, and I'll just like chew on them because they're crunchy. They help keep me awake. They're sugary, obviously, but then also the crunch is something to keep the brain activity moving while I'm driving. And they taste good. So yeah, these ones, yeah, never mind getting these. You would never look for them in the bowl, but if you looked in the bowl and there was nothing else and you're like, well, I could probably get away with taking two or three of these, they would
Yeah.
never fault you for taking a few of these because they were so small. But Yep.
And honestly, that's one of those candies that I would have like traded you, knowing that you liked them. I would have
Yeah,
been like,
sure.
because that's like I could give those up out of my
Oh,
past of pumpkin.
you never admit to these being your favorites, because yeah, that's
Right.
exactly the sort of thing that would
You're
happen.
gonna get stuck with only Smarties.
So yep, that was my number five, sweet tarts. Caleb, what was your number four?
So my number four is the only like Halloween specific candy I have on. Well, I mean, the shape of it is Halloween specific.
Okay.
And it is the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup pumpkins. Those are my, I love Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, but I especially love the pumpkins. I know you're, sh I see you shaking your head, Rob, but I feel like it's a good ratio of chocolate to peanut butter, and it's fun and it's cool. I always loved getting those. Those are always ones that I tried to trade for and have because, you know, I love Reese's, but I also love the pumpkin ones the best.
You don't
So
know why I'm shaking my head, because on my
I
list
know, I
number
know.
four is Reese's Pumpkins. And I
Is
was going to say that
it?
those are what I enjoy as an adult, because as a kid, we didn't have Reese's Pumpkins. The only non-cup shape they had at the time in the 80s was the Easter eggs. And
Oh,
then
yeah.
finally they wised up and they made the pumpkins and then the Christmas
The
trees
Christmas trees,
to get the big glob of peanut butter,
Oh,
get the
yeah.
chocolate. But my number four is Reese's Pumpkins. So, yeah.
Yeah. And you're right. It
That's
is a
why I was
different
shaking my
ratio. It is a
head.
different ratio. It
Yeah, it's
matters.
much more peanut butter to chocolate than a normal Reese's is. And I love it. I prefer it that way.
Nice.
Yeah, Reese's Pumpkins. My only note for that was that was not when I was trick-or-treating. That's
Yeah,
a
that'd be.
recent
I
development.
wonder when those came out because I feel like I was in like middle school when I remember first getting those. But I don't know. I'm not sure. But yeah, you're right. They were not when I was younger. We used to just get the little teeny, snack size ones or whatever they're called.
All right, guys, my number four was not Reese's peanut butter pumpkins. My number four was Nerds, the iconic dual compartment box with two flavors. I always poured that sucker right into my mouth. You know, it didn't matter. And obviously, you know, trick-or-treating, you get the small ones that are just the individual flavors, but yeah. And one of those boxes could easily go into your mouth, just dump the whole thing in one shot. Yeah, it's just quintessential 80s candy. I don't know when it came out, but introduced in 1983. So, just love Nerds, the crunch, the sweetness, just the concentration of sweetness in this tiny little morsel that, you know, was just just straight sugar. And I think I preferred the grape ones and the strawberry ones, but yeah, I think it didn't really matter what flavor. It was just all sugar. So yeah, that's
Yeah,
my
it all
number
tastes the same
four,
for the most part.
Nerds.
Nerds, huh? Yeah, you are what you eat, Jay.
That's all
I just
right.
real quickly, Reese's Pumpkins were
1993.
1993. And I was 13, so at that point, I had quit trick-or-treating around the age of 11.
There you go. There you go. Real-time fact check right there.
Real-time fact check.
All
Coming in hot.
right, so that was my number four. We're on to our number threes. Caleb, what do you got?
My number three is one of my favorite candies, but especially around Halloween, and it is Skittles. I love Skittles. You know, the fun size ones are fun, but there's just not enough of them. So if I can get a full size or bigger, I'm
The
super
share
happy.
size. I I'll admit to consuming an entire share size
The
pack
share
back
size for yourself.
in my
They're so
40s,
good.
but
Yeah,
whatever.
of course.
It
And I love
happens.
Skittles. They're so good. They're just one of my favorite candies. So,
You have favorite colors, or you just like the whole mix?
purple's my
Cerises.
favorite. Purple's my favorite. If I had to choose, it'd be purple. But yeah, and I'm the same. I know you, Rob, you said with your Smarties, you would separate them by color. That's the way I do it too with Skittles. I separate them by colors, and then at the end, I have to have one of each of the colors at the end. So, I don't know why. It's just my weird
You
way
so
of
you
eating
take one of
skunks.
each and just put them all in together, or you eat them individually at the
I
end?
still eat them individually. So like
Oh, wow.
I'll put them all in my hand, separate them by color, and then I'll eat like one color, but I'll leave one left, and then I'll go to the next color, eat all that color, and leave one left until there's, the rainbow at the end, and then I eat those individually. And
Nice.
purples always last.
There you go. Yeah. Skittles was always popular. And that was like, if you had Skittles, I love Skittles, don't get me wrong, but there was some friends and family that I knew loved Skittles even
It's
more
good
than me.
trading
And
candy.
so good trading candy for sure. Worth a lot.
Yep. Yep.
You could get a lot of sweet tarts for Skittles.
I'm sure you could. I would have
Yeah.
given you all my sweet tarts for those Skittles.
Oh yeah.
Cool. All right, so that was your number three. What was yours, Rob?
Number three is my other Halloween specific thing. This is partly sentimental. A lot of people would put, you guys are probably going to put this in your dishonorable mentions. I think they have flavor.
I
I think they
am.
taste a little bit like
Oh.
marshmallows, and it's the Brock's pumpkins and candy corn. I like
Oh
them.
no, I like
I
those.
like them. I like them. I like taking the candy corns and I like shoving them in my teeth until I was like a vampire. I like the
Yep.
pumpkins because they were bigger. And then my mom was into ceramics, and so she made like the ceramic pumpkin that had a lid. And so like
Yep.
even like as an adult, like we would still like I'd go home, like even from Boston, I'd come home from Boston if it was this time of year, and I'd like lift the lid and it would be like there would be some candy corns in there. And so I that was one thing I took from their house when my
Oh,
parents passed.
nice.
So like it's,
Nice.
and it's nice enough that it's just like a simple ceramic pumpkin. So like it's like I can break it out for Halloween, but then I can kind of leave it through Thanksgiving. So
That's
yeah, so
awesome.
Brock's pumpkins and candy corn. Some people they rip on it, like they, I mean, because it is sheer sugar. Like even as an adult now, I'm like, oh man, that's okay, not gonna eat the sheer size bag of that. But it's just they're just fun.
My question to you is, I don't. Did you like them as a kid or did you like them as an
No, I like them
adult?
as a kid. I would like that's when I would do the vampire teeth with
Oh,
them.
yeah. Because I mean, I would eat them as a kid, but I did not. They were not preferred for me. But as an adult, I mean, I could eat a whole bag of them now. So, and I think Katie and Vivian are probably, it really is Katie. Katie's always loved them, so she got me into it. And Vivian likes them now too because of that.
Well, and then
But
when they finally came out again. The geniusness of just having a bag of pumpkins. Give the people what they want.
My number three, this is the only one on my list that came out after I was a child and actually came out only 5 years ago. And it is a spin on my number four, and that's Nerd Clusters.
Oh, I wonder. Okay.
I these things are my kryptonite currently. They became famous on social media. Apparently, a bunch of people posted about it, including Kylie Jenner, made a post, and these things went viral, and now they're everywhere. They're just the perfect mixture of, a little, obviously the crunch, but then a little bit of like a licorice in there, like a red
Like a little
licorice, I guess.
gummy. Yeah, it's
Yeah, like
crunchy
a
and gummy.
gummy. And it is just, oh my goodness. Like I said, I could pound a whole bag of these. I would not feel good at the end,
You'd have diabetes, but
like if you give me a bag of these at the movie theater and it's like a 2.5 hour movie, there's a small bag, I could easily clear it. So that's my number three. Such an interesting idea on such an old product, that, well, Nerds came out in 1983, but still, like, you're talking what, four, almost 40 years after the original product came, and they're finding a way to, they're probably not the only ones that have done this, but it seems like this is probably the most successful one, at least in recent memory. Can you guys think of another crossover or remix of a classic candy?
You know, you
Well, I
got
mean,
the
they've been breaking out the SKUs of like different types of M&Ms,
and
right?
Skittles. I was
Different
thinking
types of
Skittles.
Skittles, different types of Snickers, all of those. So yeah, I mean, they've been reiterating them,
This is just
but
kind of an interesting form factor that it's gone to. But I guess other one, you get this even like chewy, the chewy sweet tarts and chewy nerds, and like they've got a, I guess not chewy nerds.
they have gummy Skittles now too. I mean, they've
Gummy
gummy almost
Skittles.
everything now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gummy
So,
lifesavers.
yeah. So I guess a lot of those happened in the 90s and early 2000s, and this is, I guess, the probably the most successful of recent memory anyway of a remixed product. So anyway, that's my number three, Nerd Clusters. Yeah, I've got at least two bags in this house right now.
Jameson loves a nerd cluster. It's what he usually eats at a movie theater too. If he gets candy, it's nerd clusters.
Yeah, smart man.
Yep.
All right, so those are our number threes. Caleb, what do you
Yep,
got
my
for
number
number two?
two. My number two is one of my favorite gummy candies. I eat these all the time. In fact, I bought a bag to distribute for Halloween, and I've already opened it and started eating them because I love them. And it's Sour Patch Kids. I love Sour Patch Kids. I prefer like the original Sour Patch Kids, but I don't mind. You know, they have like the fruit ones, like watermelon and that kind of stuff, and those are good too. But just the regular original Sour Patch Kids are one of my go-to. They're one of my favorites. In fact, I had some already tonight as my dinner snack. So yeah, Sour Patch Kids are my number two.
Do you have what's your opinion on a whole bag of blue raspberry Sour Patch Kids?
I'm all for it.
That's my favorite
I
flavor.
I've never had a Sour Patch Kid in any variation that I haven't liked. I've liked them all, and I've had them all.
Okay. Correct answer.
Yep.
All right.
They used to have like a, I can't remember if it was a strawberry. I think it was a strawberry that they used to have, and it was really good, but I haven't seen that in a long time. That was one of my go-tos. It was similar where it was just all one flavor in a bag. So
Yeah, I seem to remember that. Cool. All right. Rob, what's your number two?
all right, I'm going to set up my number two. I want you to picture 1980s Saturday morning cartoons. A little boy walks up to a tree with an owl, and the owl. You
Oh.
guys know which candy it is, don't
Yes.
you?
Yep.
I don't
Tootsie
even have to
Pop.
go. I don't even have to go. A one, a two, a
Two, a
three.
three, a
Yeah.
three. Yeah.
I love Tootsie Pops. I still love Tootsie Pops.
Yeah.
The grape ones, of course. The red ones, of course. Even the orange ones would be fine. The brown ones, the chocolate ones. I love a good Tootsie Pop. How many licks does it take? You know, I tend to just bite right into them. So it's kind of like the original
Really?
Nerd Cluster. I get the crunchy and then the soft chew all at once. It's like I just kind of just, like it literally would be
Really?
about maybe three things, three licks, and then I'm just crunching away at it.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Well, when I was a kid, I did not have straight teeth, so I could not do that. I could do it now. So maybe I should try.
No, no, no.
No, I paid
No,
too much for these
my
teeth.
brother-in-law's a dentist. I think he would
Yeah.
probably recoil at that. They say don't they don't like they say don't chew on ice cubes, and I do that too, but oh well.
Did you ever find, what was it, if you found the star on the wrapper that the Native American was shooting from his arrow, you get a free bag? That was like a folklore, I think.
Oh,
I was
I
always
never
told that
heard
if you
anything about that.
that it was like whatever, if you collected five of the same one, because there's a star on every wrapper, I thought, isn't
Yeah, but
there?
it's like a different layout. It's like there's a
Right.
whole
Right.
montage
I
of
always
pictures.
I my the urban legend I always heard was if you collected five of them that were like the same star, so if it was like I think it was the like an Indian with a bow and arrow or
Native
whatever, and if you,
American.
yeah, sorry, Native American, if you collected those, like if you collected five of those and sent them into the company, they would send you the bow and arrow or whatever it was that was the picture. That was what I was always told.
So it was something similar, but you never heard that,
Well,
Rob?
no, wait, hold on.
That
Because I've never heard any of this. Now, granted, I did pretty much just eat my candy like faster than fa too fast to probably even look at the fucking wrapper.
All right.
Let's see. The star in the Tootsie Pop wrapper is part of a long-standing
Oh,
urban
you looked
legend
it up. Good.
that claims if finding it means that you can redeem it for a free Tootsie Pop. However, Tootsie
Yeah.
Roll Industries has confirmed that this promotion has never existed, and that the star appears on about and about 30% of the wrappers purely by chance.
Yes, I knew that.
Oh, I thought it was even more than that. I thought it was more off. I thought almost every one of them had a star, but
Interesting.
yeah,
Love
so
it. I love it that that was fake.
well, you know what? It's like I'm looking at these rappers. I don't even remember seeing this Native American First Nations person.
Yeah, definitely had like a headdress
And also,
on.
like, okay, there's like little kids and Native Americans, and like, wait, your
Yep.
commercial had an owl. Why didn't you just have an
Right.
owl on the fucking wrapper?
Yeah,
Yeah, I never understood what the point of those characters were, but yeah, I always remember the stars, so never
there's
collected
like
them.
kids playing sports. I
Yeah.
never even noticed a Native American. Oh, is the Native
Yep.
American still on there?
Yeah.
That's a
At least to my
probably.
knowledge, I haven't had them
Yeah,
in a
they haven't
while, so.
changed the layout.
Who knows? I mean,
They
is oh wow.
probably slyfully took them off there, but it's kind of like a folklore now, though. I can't take them off.
You can't. No.
Gotta get that free bag.
Well, it's not even a free bag. The urban legend
One.
was one Tootsie Pop.
Oh, that's not even worth my postage. Funny. All right, so that was your number two, Rob. That leaves my number two. So this is where I drew my line. I'm a chocolate guy, so the rest of my top five will be henceforth chocolate represented. And so my number two is the original Hershey chocolate bar.
Ugh.
This is like this was always the desired thing for me as a kid to get a, and it was always you always wanted the big ones, right? The regular sized, or obviously the giant size, but you never got those. But the regular size that you buy now for s'mores, like that was the desire because it was such a big piece of candy, and I've always been a chocolate person. I don't know why, but I am. And Hershey chocolate has always been kind of that known commodity. And it was for a long time, it was that gold standard of chocolate. I never knew any better than than Hershey's chocolate bars. So, as I was doing research for this, I found out how Hershey's chocolate became so famous and how, so they before they made chocolate in Hershey, Pennsylvania, they had to import it from Europe, and there was a huge luxury, not tax, but it costs a lot of money to send chocolate over here. And so this guy, Mr. Hershey, figured out a way to use fresh milk in his recipe. And so he was able to cut down on shipping costs, and then he then became such a big ordeal that he was able to outsource all of his stuff locally, and it was the reason why Hershey candy bars became so famous because they were so cheap. You could get one for, I don't even remember, 5 cents. You could get one, and that was like apparently a fraction of what you could get any other chocolate bar for, and so it became very popular. But yeah, just I was very intrigued by it. I probably should go try to find like some documentary on Hershey chocolate because it was just cool. It was in a very like American story sort of thing. Like I think that's why so much of America, we still see Hershey to this day because it's kind of that symbolized American story, I guess you'd say. But so anyway, that's my number two. The guy who invented the American candy bar, Hershey.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was our, those were our
Number
number
two.
twos. So
Yep.
Caleb, let's do our number ones.
Yep. So my number one is my favorite candy bar. Doesn't matter when I get it. If I get it on Halloween, I'm very happy. It was one I would always trade for. And it's the Snickers. I love a Snickers candy bar. It is my favorite by far. I know they've tried different versions and iterations of it, and I just like the original. So it's my go-to. It's my number one. It was what I would trade for. If anybody had, any sort of Snickers, I would try to get it. The teeny tiny snack ones is not enough for me. I like the full
No.
size, but enough of the teeny ones makes a full one, I guess. So.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, Snickers are kind of like my go-to. Like if I'm at a gas station and I need something to eat that's gonna hold me over, I'll get the share size Snickers, the one with the two little bars in it, and I'll eat that. I do love a good Snickers. Yeah, you cannot go wrong with Snickers. Love that.
Even the frozen, you've ever had the frozen Snicker
Oh.
bars? Those
Yeah,
are incredible
the ice
too.
cream bars. Yeah. Yeah, those are awesome.
Yeah, those
Yeah.
are one of my, yeah.
I might even pick that over a Snickers bar, depending on time of
Oh,
year.
I thought you meant like
Yep.
just sticking it in the freezer.
No, 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 no,
Oh,
no,
no.
no.
Because
No,
like a
there's not.
Charleston Chew.
That'll break a tooth off. No,
No, my brother would do that with like a Charleston Chew. You
Charleston
stick it in
Chew.
the
Yep.
freezer and then you like
Oh.
slam it on the counter. And then actually I like taking my Junior Mints and I love sticking them in the freezer.
Junior mints in the freezer are good. Yep, I've had that. Yep.
Gummy bears in the freezer or fridge. Telling you. Cool.
Well, I'm
All
just going to
right.
jump right ahead.
Do
My number one is also a Snickers bar. So, Caleb, you and I have had two matches, did I?
Yep.
And
Yeah.
there's nothing more that can be said other than like I was in the airport this past weekend leaving Denver, and I got some healthy snacks, but then at the very last minute, I was like, I'm gonna just in case I get stuck and I feel like I need some
Yep.
comfort food and some
Yeah.
sugar, I'm just gonna have a Snickers bar in my little
It
laptop bag.
works. It works.
And it was a full size Snickers bar, not a share size,
Yep.
not a fun size, but
OG. Yep.
it was an OG Snickers bar. So
Okay. Yep. If
can't
my
go
kids
wrong with
ever.
caramel, nougat, peanuts,
Yep.
and chocolate.
Yep. If my kids ever get, because around here, there's a lot of full size people that give around full size candy bars. If they ever, whenever they get a
Wait, the
Snickers.
people are full size.
Yeah, people, right? Yeah,
Full
the
size
full
people
size
giving away
piece.
full size
Yep.
candy. I guess we know how that happened.
Yep.
Yeah,
I always steal theirs. So that's my dad tax. So, which
that's
they
a good
usually
one.
don't take the Snickers. They usually choose something else because they know I'm gonna take it.
I think that is one that I could get away with taking from Vivian. Yeah. All right. So I hate to disappoint you guys. Snickers is not my number one, although I do love Snickers. But
You've been banished from the tribe.
my number one, my number one is basically just my number two, but with almonds in it. And it's the Hershey's milk chocolate bar with almonds. It's always been my favorite candy bar. The regular Hershey bar is a good consolation, but this, if I got one of these, this is a good evening. And I will say, like, Hershey Kisses are basically just this in a different form. And I will take, a Hershey Kiss with an almond in it, just like this, but obviously this is bigger and it's candy bar form, easier to eat in my opinion, but yeah, just has always been the upgrade. It's always, let's see. I think it also came out, like, I think the original Hershey bar came out in like 1900, and Hershey's with almonds came out in 1908. So, like, just as classic as the original bar was, it was kind of always had like the gold wrapper or just, a slightly different looking wrapper. If I got one of these in my pillowcase, I was a very happy boy. Yep. So.
It's funny how like there's something that I'm missing here. So like there was the Hershey's knockoffs of like the Nestle Crunch, which was the Crackle. You could never get a full size crackle. You could only just ever get the fun size crackle. The fun size Mr. Good Bar, which had peanuts, crushed up peanuts, right? And then the special dark, the Hershey special dark. But like none of us have mentioned a Nestle Crunch or like Mounds and Almond Joy. Nobody said Butterfingers.
I
That
used to
surprised
like
me.
Butterfingers quite a bit, and I did used to really love those crunch
But
bars,
they
but
changed the recipe. They
did
changed the
they?
recipe of Butterfingers. I swear to you, it does not taste the same. There's something about it. They haven't tasted the same for about 20 years.
You want to know
I
what I
would.
think it is? And I think they did change it because I remember when I was younger, I always felt like Butterfingers got stuck to my teeth, and they don't stick to my teeth anymore.
They changed whatever that internal.
It's like flakier. I don't know. It's different or drier, maybe. I'm not sure, but
Probably both. Yeah.
And it's not even
Interesting.
quite as rich in flavor. Yeah, you're right. It's there's something missing to it, but yeah.
They changed an ingredient. Yeah.
Well, or they got sued because somebody lost a molar. A filling.
Probably.
They lost a filling.
Probably. So. Well, cool. That was another quick one.
Well, we got dishonorable mentions though, so we
Wait, are we
have
supposed to have five
part one.
dishonorable mentions, or are we just having a
I don't
series of
think.
dishonorable
I
mentions?
mean, honorable
No.
mentions, we always just is whatever we have. So,
All right, it's the round robin.
go ahead, Caleb.
Okay, so I ordered mine, so I have three. So, my third to least favorite was something. Like I said, I grew up in the country, and there was this one old lady, lived in the house all by herself, was a widow, and she tried her hardest, but she used to make these old, it was a popcorn that she made into a ball that she formed into a
Popcorn balls.
ball. Yeah, and by the time we got to eat them, they were soggy and just
Falling apart.
not, just not. I mean, she had the best intention, she tried, but like just by the time you got it home and by the time you took your first bite, you're like, oh, this is not great anymore.
Also, homemade trick-or-treat candy is unacceptable.
Well,
Just not true.
a lot of times I'd get them from like my grandma or, my aunt or something like that. I would never get the homemade ones and keep them from anybody other than someone I knew. But yeah, you're right. I mean, even like Chex Mix falls apart before you get back or whatever was homemade.
It was a different time back then, nowadays, people aren't making
Never.
anything, but back then it was. And then the other one that always drove me crazy is I always went to this one house when, again, out in the country, was not a ton of options. She was a dental hygienist, and she always gave out toothpaste or
Toothbrushes.
toothbrush, and you got to choose which one you wanted. You could either
Oh,
choose
good.
a toothbrush or a toothpaste. And I was like, come on.
What? If they work together.
Yeah, it's Halloween.
She actually didn't care. She actually didn't care about your dental health if she didn't give them both together.
Well, and I'm sure it was just she took it from the office
Totally.
just distributed out whatever they got free from,
From
Crest
whatever
or whatever.
vendor. Yes. Oh, good
And then
God.
my number one dishonorable mention has already been mentioned, but I can't stand it and I don't like it, and it's candy corn. I don't like it.
I knew it was gonna make someone's list. I knew it was gonna make the list.
Never liked it. In fact, Jameson said the other day, he's like, "Can I buy some candy corn?" I said, "Nope, get that crap out of here." So I don't like candy corn. It's waxy. It doesn't have any flavor. It's yes, it
I mean,
is
for me, the
fun.
candy corn, there's like a vanilla-y kind of marshmallow. It's more marshmallowy flavor, but
But I
yeah,
also
I
hate
mean, I'm only going
marshmallows.
to consume like the candy corn and that thing. Like now they try to do like candy corn and vodka or like candy corn, all these other
Oh my
things with candy
gosh.
corn, and that stuff is disgusting.
Well, and now like you can get candy corn for every holiday. Like there's like Easter candy corn.
No.
I'm like, come on, don't color it something different. It's still gross. Like, get it out of here.
No. Love it.
No. That's mine.
All
Those are my
right.
three.
All right. All right, Rob.
Just I feel like I'm still defending the candy corn. All right, so I said I love Tootsie Pops. The best part of the Tootsie Pop is the hard
Tootsie
shell.
Roll. Oh,
because
not
I
the Tootsie Roll.
hate Tootsie Rolls. My dishonorable mention is the Tootsie Rolls. Those little stupid, you want to talk about something that's waxy and no flavor? It's just a Tootsie Roll. It
Sure.
doesn't even taste like
Sure.
chocolate. Or worse, when you have like the other colors, like the blue is vanilla, and then there'd be like green was like lime or something. No,
Yeah.
Tootsie Rolls, get that shit out of here. Bitto Honeys, who likes a Bitto Honey? Like, nobody likes a frickin' Bitto Honey. Oh, shut up. Caleb raised his hand. No, Bitto Honeys, no, get that out of here. McDonald's coupons, it's like, okay, bitch, I don't have a car. Do you think McDonald's is my choice of like what I
Wait, you
eat?
got
Like,
McDonald's coupons?
oh yeah, like people would hand out
Really?
these little McDonald's coupons. I'm like, I don't even have a wallet or cash. Do you think I'm gonna like, what am I gonna do with this piece of
Wow.
paper? Like, you know, this. I mean, but it was useless. And it was usually for like a small fry. Okay, whatever. But like a McDonald's coupon, what am I going to do with that? I can't
Yeah,
drive. I can't
yeah.
go to McDonald's. Like, you know, my mom, like McDonald's was like rationed out. Okay. Like, oh, and then the other thing is you got to love that neighbor who would give a penny. So I guess if Denise is listening and she wants to get back at us and have a bowl full of dishonorable mentions,
Pennies.
fill that bowl of pennies. I'll take all of
Fill
them now.
it.
I'll just take them
Yeah.
all. I won't even take them to Coinstar. I'll actually wrap them up myself. No, I'll take a thing of pennies now, but like, no. Pennies back in the day, they would just give you a penny and you're like, what the, why is there a piece of copper with my candy?
All right. My dishonorable mentions. Oh, I just lost them. Found them again. All right. Good a plenty, good and plenty. Yeah, licorice in disguise, just
Yeah.
nothing good about it.
Terrible.
Well, and
Bit
also
no.
too, like for all these parents who are worried about like candy and drugs, I'm like, the Good and
Yeah.
Plenties looked like a
Look
prescription
like pills.
drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It tastes like tires.
Yeah,
Sorry.
definitely. Oh, you're good. Bitto Honey. Just nothing redeemable about it. Anything black licorice
Nope.
flavored. The circus peanuts.
Oh
Do you
yeah.
guys remember these things? They
Oh
looked
yeah. I
like
almost had
a
them on the thing, but you
ugh.
know what? I never really ate them because they those look like I could handle a peep when I was a kid,
Yeah.
even though
Yeah.
now I think peeps are disgusting. But like
Yeah.
the circus peanuts, like what was that?
Yeah.
You got those for
Apparently
Halloween?
they were flavored
Really?
banana. Is that
Yes.
okay?
I believe so. That's what they always tasted like to me, was a gross
That's
banana.
what I thought I remembered, but and then I when I researched it, that's what it says, so that seems to check out for me.
The only
And
banana
that.
candy I want is the banana shaped Runts.
Oh yeah.
Those were
Yeah.
good.
Love Runts. Forgot about those. And then the other one that I had were they were called peanut butter kisses, but they're also kind of called Mary Janes. And those were the orange and black wrapper candies. They're just nondiscriminate, no label on these, and
Nondescript.
they're nondescript.
Nondescriptive.
They were just it was just wax paper wrapped up, and they were either black or orange, and they were never labeled. And I
Oh, I know what
honestly
you're
never
referring to.
even
Yes.
tried them because they just like look like this mystery candy that had some sort of poison in them.
Like no
And so,
name. Yeah, so now I remember what you're
yeah,
talking
but
about.
apparently they're
Yeah.
soft. They're kind of like chewy
Like a peanut
molasses
nougat. Yeah, they were.
taffy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and apparently they're peanut butter flavored in the middle or something like that. I don't know. Never tried one, too scared. They were the worst ones. Always try to get rid of them. No one ever took them. I think maybe those were ones that my dad would eat. I'll have to ask him. That sounds about right. I think he would eat those. But yeah, those were the worst ones because they were just scary and no one ever said they liked them. So that's mine. So yeah.
That goes to the power of advertising right there, because there was no cartoon owl and there was no
Terrible.
name on
Yeah, right.
it. That's the
Yep.
power of
So,
branding. Even little kids are like, ugh, no,
was
that's
it a
different.
Hershey's Kiss? Is that what you said it was, or
No, they weren't a
no?
Hershey's Kiss. They were like these little, they were little round like nougat, peanut nougats,
Yeah.
or yeah, kind of like a maple flavored nougat. And yeah,
There was a brand
they
too
were
that was
wrapped,
called Mary
they were
Janes.
circular, almost
Never heard of them.
cylindrical, right? Because they were circles, but they had
Yep.
a little bit of a thickness to them, and then they were
And they
wrapped.
twisted,
They had
right?
twist on the end. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. Almost like, yeah. Anyways,
Oh.
yes.
Oh. Oh, I know what you're talking about now. I just Googled it. I was like, what is this? I know
Yeah,
exactly
when
what
you were
that is. Oh,
describing it,
yeah.
Jay, it took me a minute, and then you said like these little black and
Yeah.
orange nondescript candies. I was
Yeah, all
now
the
I know
ones
what
I
you're
see in
talking
the
about.
image actually say Mary Jane on them, but I know what you're talking about. I remember, but yeah, I don't remember them having words on them, but yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay.
See, now do they need to bring those back with CBD in them and sell those to
Ooh.
adults? Because
That's a great
that's
idea.
the, you know, right? Mary Jane is CBD, right? So, you know, Mary Jane.
That's
God.
a great idea. Cool. Well, that was our dishonorable mentions, and that was Halloween candy. So the only thing left we have to do is pick our topic for next week, and I believe that's my pick because it was Caleb's this week and Rob's last week. Is that correct? Does that sound right? So, if that's the case, I think I want to, seeing as though it was a rainy day today, I want to do rainy day songs. Like, I don't know, maybe you guys want to reject this one because for me, what I'm listening to is directly affected sometimes to what the weather is or what I'm feeling or what I'm doing at that moment. So, do you think that's a good topic where we talk about, rainy day music?
Oh,
I
yeah.
was also thinking about rainy day activities. Does either one of those sound better?
I'm doing the music. I don't do activities on a rainy day.
Yeah. There you have it. Yeah, it's fine on me.
Cool.
Do you have a rainy day playlist? Just curious. Yeah. Okay.
Yep, I have a rainy day playlist. I have a Monday playlist. I have a Friday playlist. I have a,
You have a
disgruntled
sex pilot
playlist.
playlist?
Yes, it's called the R and baby making music or something like that. R&B, yeah.
Oh, good God.
I think it was actually curated. I think it was started by, it was like a curated one on Spotify originally, but then I changed it. So I think the title came from Spotify, but then I added some songs to it and made it mine. It probably even took some songs off too, but yep. Lots of playlists.
Nope.
So
Rainy day songs, we can do it.
cool. Cool. Well, guys, if anybody has anything else to say, now is the time to say it. Otherwise,
Diabetes, very bad. You don't want to lose your foot to nerds.
love
Happy Halloween,
it.
everyone.
Thanks for listening to the High Five Podcast. We'd love to hear what your high fives would be or what you thought of ours. You can find us on Facebook or email us at thehighfivepodcast@gmail.com or just say hi if you know us in real life. And a big thank you to our friend Trevor Durheimer for the awesome intro and outro music. See you next time!